Hey there, everyone. I'm standing here with the WWE Raw Women's Champion, Bianca Belair, the EST. Bianca, what's up?
What's up? I'm feeling good, feeling great this morning.
Yes. So we were kind of chatting a little bit off air really quickly about the last time you and I spoke here in Las Vegas, SummerSlam weekend, and things worked out a little bit different for you that day. And now, you know, fast forward, we're here. We're in, you know, June, July, I don't even know what month anymore, for Money in the Bank. A lot has happened since then. So I kind of want to ask you, how does it feel to be back in Las Vegas knowing what went down in SummerSlam, and now knowing that here you are holding the championship?
I am having a little PTSD. I can't lie. Being in Vegas is messing with my head. I even saw the Legion Stadium over there that we were at last time. So I have to try to put that in the back of my head. I know physically that, you know, I'm the EST of WWE. I'm physically capable and ready to defeat Carmella tomorrow for my Raw Women's Championship. But mentally, I have to get it together mentally. So I'm bringing it all together and making sure that I'm there present mentally and physically for Money in the Bank tomorrow facing Carmella.
That is so awesome. And let's talk about that right now. You know, you're going into this match against Carmella. You know, what is your, like, how do you prepare for these big championship matches, especially on, you know, such of these, you know, these big pay-per-views? Like, what's your preparation look like?
Well, I always say that I stay ready so I don't have to get ready. You know, WWE opportunities come out of nowhere. Things change out of nowhere. I'm now facing Carmella instead of Rhea Ripley. So I always say I prepare and train, not when the opportunity presents itself. I train and prepare all year long so that when the opportunity comes, I'm ready. So no matter who I'm facing, I'm not underestimating anybody. I'm going out there. I'm going to show that I'm the EST of WWE and walk out of Money in the Bank as Raw Women's Champion.
You know, I got to say, though, when that match was announced between you and Rhea Ripley, I was like, hell yeah, because we all know that you two were the final two women at the Royal Rumble, and it was one of the best Royal Rumble endings ever. So you guys, you know, you've had that history and you've had that there. So to kind of not be able to have this match with Rhea Ripley, you know, when that does eventually happen down the road, what do you think fans can expect between you and Rhea?
You know, I think it's already out there in the universe. Everybody's already excited about it. You know, when I was watching the match and I saw Rhea Ripley won, I was going to be facing Rhea Ripley next. I was excited for it with the history that we have from NXT to the Royal Rumbles to WrestleMania 37. She was Raw Miss Champion. I was SmackDown Miss Champion. So, you know, she's held this title before. So I'm excited for it. I think that Rhea Ripley and I are both at the forefront of a new generation of women's wrestling, of women in WWE. And we're just kind of just doing it big on both sides right now. So anytime I can get in the ring with Rhea Ripley, I'm excited for it. I'm happy for it. I know she's had a little change of whatever she's going through right now with Judgment Day. But listen, I'm the EST of WWE, so we're going to throw it down the ring when that time comes.
Exactly. Now, mentioning throwing it down the ring when the time comes, I want to talk to you about WrestleMania in Dallas, because that was two nights of a lot of explosive action that occurred. And, you know, I was there both of those nights, and I got to tell you, match of the night for both nights combined, I don't care, add them together, it was you and Becky Lynch. I want to talk to you about that match, because I had never, or I'm not going to say never, but it was that moment watching you guys wrestle where you did so much. I was captivated. I was enthralled by everything that you guys were doing in the ring. Tell me what that experience was like, you know, before, during, after, because I think that was a match that I feel like you should be very proud of. I'm sure you are, but I just want to add that.
I'm very proud of that match. I will say, walking into WrestleMania 38, I was initially thinking, oh, I main evented last year. I've done this before. You know, I won't be nervous. No, I was so nervous for WrestleMania 38 with Becky Lynch. And I think it was just because I feel like I had so much riding on that match and the outcome of that match with, you know, winning WrestleMania 37 and main eventing and winning an ESPY, and then Becky Lynch coming and getting the title in 26 seconds. And I felt like this was my redemption story. And if I didn't bring this around full circle, where would I go from here? And so I just felt like I had so much riding on my back. And so I was so nervous for that match, but I'm so proud of that match. You know, Becky gave me everything that she possibly had, and I persevered through it all. You know, even in the build up to it, she tried to cut my hair. She tried to take out my throat. And then in the match, she tried to take my eye out. They got a big old boot to the eye. I still have a little bit of a black eye from that match. But, you know, I just persevered through it all, and I was able to stand tall. And I'm so proud of that match. And, you know, I feel like we tore the house down, and everybody was talking about us after WrestleMania. So
On a night where we had Stone Cold Steve Austin come back and have a match, we were talking about you and Becky Lynch as well. I mean, like, that's just nuts. I mean, that's incredible. Now, Bianca, I do want to ask you, because you kind of touched right now, you know, the ESPYs, you know, the main event WrestleMania match that you had with Sasha Banks. You know, we mentioned briefly you winning the Royal Rumble, holding the championship. Your accolades in the company have definitely been stacking up. And, you know, you also have been doing a lot of stuff, you know, even outside the company. You know, you've been doing the stuff with Fenty. You know, I see you on the commercials for multiple products. I want to ask you, you know, how has this experience been like for you? Especially because I feel like so many times, you know, you see people and you're like, oh, that person's going to be a star. But Bianca, you are a star, and we're seeing you live this out and live out this dream. So what has all of that been like for you? And just like maybe some of the moments that you're like, you know, really stick out to you.
Man, it's been amazing. I mean, for the first moment, of course, is winning an ESPY and being recognized in the world of sports. I've been an athlete my whole life, so winning an ESPY is a dream come true. And just being able to be in WWE and change the game and show that we are athletes, you know, that's big for me. And then to fast forward to just partnerships like with Fenty, where, you know, I'm just like, listen, we are women and we wear makeup, but we're in there throwing down wrestling for 30 minutes and we're still walking out beautiful and flawless. So this partnership with Fenty is amazing, and with C4, and I'm getting to do all these really cool things alongside with my husband as well. So just to be, you know, kind of the face of the company and be Raw Women's Champion and be a part of all these opportunities, it's a dream come true, and I'm just riding this wave, and I feel like I just scratched the surface, and we'll see how much further we can go with it.
I think scratch the surface is definitely the right way to put it, because there's still so much more to do. And you mentioned Fenty. I do have to ask you, have you had a chance to meet Rihanna just yet?
No, but one day, I love her. One day, hopefully.
So now my last question to you is, obviously a big story is that, you know, Stephanie McMahon is now the new interim CEO of WWE. And that is huge, you know, not just for women, but just like across the board, right? So I do want to ask you, you know, what your thoughts are on Stephanie as interim CEO and what the experience has been like so far.
I love Stephanie. I think Stephanie is such an inspiration. You know, out of all the women that I can think of, she's someone that I've always looked up to. She checks all the boxes off, and she doesn't stay in one box. She's a mom, she's a wife, she's a CEO, she's a boss. And so she's just all around just inspiration to me.
Incredible. Bianca, I'll let you go. Enjoy the rest of your Money in the Bank weekend. Thank you very much. Thank you.